You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about. You guys all saw the trades. You know what we're going to be talking about. I'm Avery Redd, joined with my co-host, Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers. All right. Well, Shane, we got a lot to talk about.
Dude, you said it, man. I mean, it's one thing after another. That's why this is easily the one of the most favorable times of the MLB season, other than the playoffs and maybe the offseason. I mean, offseason, you kind of get like, here, you never know when. It's like a long period of time, but this week specifically is one of the best weeks of the year for baseball fans.
Eden, this is by far one of the biggest deadlines in a long time.
No doubt.
I can't remember the last time I've seen a trade like the Scherzer and Turner to the Dodgers. That by far been the craziest trade of the deadline so far. The Dodgers are literally putting together an MLB The Show team. Their lineup's gonna be Mookie, Trey, Muncy, Justin Turner, Corey Seager, Cody Bellinger, Will Smith, AJ Pollock. Like, that's fucking insane. And they have Chris Taylor. Like, they literally have an all-star team.
Yeah, not to mention the pitching depth they already have.
I know. And they didn't really have to give up any of it to the Nats, but the Nats did get a decent haul. Gray. Yeah,
we'll see what Kiebert's about.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I mean, obviously he's just a prospect. We don't know anything about him yet, but from what I've seen, he looks like he's going to be a stud. Switch hitter.
He's got a few at-bats with the Dodgers this year.
Yeah, I think I don't think it was a lot, but I
know he hit it. It sucks for the NL East. Sucks for us because it's just like a Jazz where he's going to be a thorn in our side for many years to come.
Yeah, and I don't know as much about the Josiah Gray, but from what I've heard, he's got an explosive fastball. He's got a really nice curveball and a nice slider that he's working on. And he's trying to improve his changeup. So right now he's at a three-pitch kind of guy, and he's looking at a fourth. He's got his fastball tops out around 98, 99. And I like what I see from it. I would have definitely liked to get a little more, but I'll deal with it.
Now, what do you think is the turnaround time for all these prospects to – I know that some guys are projected to get their first starts and stuff within the next 4 years, but I think Kiebert's pretty ready, I'd say.
Kiebert could probably come up right now. And if the Dodgers didn't have Will Smith, he might have been starting for them. So I don't know if we'll bring him up right now, but I think there's definitely a good chance. And Josiah Gray, same thing. He's thrown a few innings for the Dodgers this year, and I think he's definitely ready to come up again. I don't know what the Nats do with him, but if needed, they could both be major league players right now, I think.
We'll see, man. We'll see. Let's talk about Anthony Rizzo going to the Yankees.
Anthony Rizzo,
what a surprise.
Yeah, that was – well, honestly, I'm going to say because Boston was huge in on him. They really wanted him. So I'd imagine the Yankees just pulled the Yankees move, and they didn't even really want him. But they just got him to Boston, didn't get him. I mean, I'm sure they wanted him, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, dude. I know exactly what you mean.
And they got some decent prospects back for him, and I'm going to talk about this actually before we break into all these trades. Like I told you yesterday with the numbers of the prospects, like – I feel like people are too invested in that, and they look at, like, I want a top 5, a top 15, and a top 25 prospect. But It's all the numbers are so stupid because guess what? The Yankees traded their number 9 and number 12 prospect to the Cubs. And now for the Cubs, they're number 6 and number 9. And the Red Sox traded their number 19 prospect to the Nats. He's now number 8 in the Nats system. Like, the numbers are just, they're not reliable because every system is different.
Right. Right. Like a number 5 for the Dodgers is probably like a number 1 or 2 for us.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think the Dodgers, because you got Abel and Stott, but I think the Dodgers' number 3 prospect would be your number 1 prospect. So, I don't know. And
Abel's like, I think he's like 59th or 60th.
In the top 100?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I think he's 59th.
He is, yep, 59.
And Stott's like right at 100, I want to say.
Stott's 100, yeah. And then the Nats have Rutledge at 89, Cavalli at 77, and then they'll have Kiebert and Gray at 41 and 42.
So, you know, with that being said, I like what you guys did here. You don't have a lot of help in the farm system. Clear house, you know. Wouldn't say having a tanking season, but definitely not what we saw in 19 and in prior years. And like I said, your farm system's dog shit. So, I like it. I respect it. I respect the moves Bizzo's made in the last 12 hours.
Me too. It's a shame, but at least, like I said, Rizzo had the ball to just drop it, do it, get it over with, and not try to stay contenders for and pretend like we're contenders when we're not. So I will applaud him for that. And I also heard he's still planning on moving Yan Gomes and maybe Josh Harrison and Josh Bell.
Interesting.
But
yeah, Josh Bell's not really – I wouldn't say he's not panning out, but – I think he was a flash pan. He was a flash in the pan kind of guy. I'll get you 20, 25, 30 nukes.
Yeah, I think he's a decent player, but I don't expect to get anything back from him. But I heard Boston was interested in him. But if that were true, I don't know why they just wouldn't package him and Schwarber up. So I don't know if he gets moved or not. But Yan Gomes is almost definitely out of here.
Yeah, maybe DH him, pinch hit him.
Yeah, and then how about the other Yankees move with Joey Gallo? I mean, that's freaking huge.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Gallo, and they honestly didn't get that big of a haul back for him. Definitely not as much as I'd expect. For a very righty-heavy lineup with the Skanks lineup, adding Gallo and Rizzo, it's huge. I'm going to look up what their projected lineup is looking like now with those two.
I think you got to throw Rizzo in like the 3.
On Fangraphs, they have it DJ, Judge, Gallo, Stanton, Rizzo, Sanchez, Torres, Urshela, and then Gardner.
That is nuts.
I know, dude. That lineup is stacked. But I think they need some more pitching, honestly, because Garrett Cole – I mean, still Garrett Cole, but he hasn't been the guy he was since the whole sticky situation. He's really been struggling.
Yeah, and you got Kluber out.
Kluber's out. Talion's not doing great. I mean, I don't know. Is that lineup going to be enough without a huge pitching staff? And
I don't think they do.
I don't think so either. I just don't see this team winning the division.
I am right there with you. I'm not liking the Yankees overall right now. I respect the move. I respect them trying to keep the Bo Sox out of it, but it's not enough.
Yeah, I think Boston takes this division. Picking up Schwarber was huge. Obviously, he's still injured, but he'll be back soon. And when he does come back, I mean, add him to the lineup with Kike, Bogarts, Devers, Martinez, Verdugo. I mean, that lineup's going to be stacked.
For sure. For sure. And Diego Castillo, that just happened last night as well.
Oh, yeah. To Seattle. Yeah, I like that move for Seattle. There's so many moves yesterday. Yeah, Duffy to the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That doesn't seem like a Dodgers move to me.
I know. I kind of think I kind of think it was a move because they were like, all right, Scherzer's off the table for what they thought at least. So why don't we go out and just get a Duffy? And then probably they realized they had a chance to still get Scherzer, and then they just said, fuck it, we'll get them both. So.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we don't know what KC got in return yet. It's going to be named later, but.
Yeah, it's probably not much, but.
I was not expecting Duffy.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to go to LA either, but. What else happened? You had Brad Hand got traded.
The old Philly.
Who?
Cesar.
Oh, yeah, Cesar to the Shy Sox. Yeah, the Shy Sox really haven't done much. They got Cesar and they got that Cubs reliever. Yeah, Tepper. I think one underrated move is Eduardo Escobar to the Brewers. I think he's going to be a huge bat for them.
Definitely underrated.
I think he's going to be a big-time bat, and Willie Adames has been raking. Yelich is bound to pick it up soon. I'm telling you, Brewers, Dodgers, NLCS, it's going to be fucking insane.
I agree. I think that's a good prediction. I think we might be sleeping on the Giants a little bit, but I still need to see them. I like the Brew crew in the World Series, to be honest.
Me too. That'd be awesome. I'm going to need to see some more from the Giants. I need to see them make a move or something. Pick up a, I don't know, Berrios, Bryant, anybody. If they got Berrios.
It wouldn't hurt.
If they got Berrios, that'd be wild. Well, let's hear some of your deadline predictions for today, because today is the real deadline, and I'll throw some names at you. You still got Story, and these guys aren't guaranteed to move, but it's most likely Story, Berrios, Kimbrel, Bryant, Richard Rodriguez, Kyle Gibson. Where do you think some of them are going?
Well, you could add Javi Baez to that.
Yeah, too, you could. Right? You could, but I don't know. They might not want to trade everybody, because if they're already, that's true. Yeah, I mean, there's really no choice in, or no reason to keep them besides to keep fans' asses in the seats.
Yeah, that's true. You get rid of guys like Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, you're definitely losing fans there. But for my predictions, I think you'll probably see Richard Rodriguez go to the Phils.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are thinking. I agree.
I think you can get him for like a shit prospect or a lower end prospect.
I don't think a shit prospect, but definitely not as much as it would cost to get Kimbrel.
Well, then you also got to think the Pirates are definitely in a rebuild, so they're probably going to be asking for a little more. So I think. I don't know what you give up for Richard Rodriguez. I don't think Medina is on that level.
A prospect that I'm looking at a mock trade right now, and they're saying Francisco Morales, who is your number three prospect, Simon Mazziotti, I don't really know this guy, he's your number nine prospect, and then your 17 prospect and your 29th prospect, which is just way
for Richard Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's way too much. Yeah, that's way too much for, in my opinion, for Rodriguez. I mean,
so yeah, you were saying everyone you just listed is what we have to give up for Richard Rodriguez. Like, that's the mock.
Yeah, this is just a mock. Yeah,
dude, that's fucked. That's like six guys for a fucking reliever from the shittiest team in the league. I mean, yeah, I know he's had a decent season.
He's had it. Not even that good. I mean, last year in the shortened season, he was all right.
That's fucking awful.
I didn't realize he's kind of been good for – he had a nice year in 2018 and year in 2019, not really good. But
That's cool and all, but you don't give up six prospects for a fucking middle-of-the-road reliever. Like, I'll say
– It was four prospects.
Let's say a satisfactory reliever.
It was four prospects, but
yeah. I don't care. I'd give up like two at the most.
Yeah, that's that trade, I don't like that mock trade. Well, in the mock trade, they also have them getting Chris Stratton back as well. Another reliever. So it's
saying we would get Chris Stratton?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of him, but
he's just a right-handed reliever, but
two is better than one. I guess.
I still don't see them giving up that much, but we'll see.
I would prefer if we don't get shit today.
Yeah, I honestly think that's your best move because let's be real. You're not competing with the Dodgers, and the Mets are only going to get better today. And I doubt you're going to be competing with any of those guys. So you might as well just lay the low this year, try to compete with what you got, and then next year, free agency explode. Because my dad was saying he fully expects Dombrowski to go after, like, huge names. Like
Kershaw.
Yeah, like, exactly. That was actually my exact – I was like, do you think he goes after somebody like Kershaw status? And he was like, yeah. And just looking at the class next year, you got
– I'm looking at it too, yeah.
Yeah, you got Freeman, Rizzo, Belt, Bryant, Eduardo Escobar, Baez, Correa, Seager, Story, Conforto, Tommy Pham, Starling Marte, Schwarber, Noah Syndergaard, Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Zach Greinke, Lance Lynn, Marcus Stroman, Kevin Gausman, Corey Kluber, like literally just so many.
There's names everywhere.
Yeah.
I could see us getting like a Rosenthal, Brad Hand, Betances, and then like top it off with like a couple stars. The only thing is we don't have that much money.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you are the Phillies. I'm sure you can make it work, and I'm sure Dombrowski wouldn't care about going over the luxury tax. But I don't know. I don't know if you guys – maybe you do go after a guy like Kershaw or Greinke or somebody like that. And
I think Betances would be a nice, sneaky, like, cheap pick.
Yeah, I agree. I also can see you guys going after a bat, like maybe one of those shortstops.
Like Crawford.
Well, I'm thinking more like Story or Seager or something.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd be really cool. Castellanos. I mean, Kutch is getting old, dude, and his contract expires.
Yeah, he's got a club option. I doubt they pick it up. And Castellanos has an opt out. He probably won't opt out. I don't know, though.
You think he'll stay in Cincy?
Yeah. Probably, because I doubt – well, I don't know. I guess it depends how strong he finishes here if he thinks he can get more money.
True. He is – yeah, he definitely could get a good grip on a contract.
Well, there's been a lot of good moves so far, honestly. This is one of the greatest deadlines I've ever seen. And we still got all day today. Shit's going to be dry. I'm mostly excited to see where Berrios – Bryant and Story goes.
Right. Yeah. I think you could see Berrios go to the Rays.
That would be interesting. I could see him going to a lot of teams. I mean, any team that was in on Max Scherzer that missed out, which was a lot of them. I mean, I could see Berrios going to the Rays, the Giants, the Blue Jays, the Padres. I've even heard the Mariners might try to go after him.
Wow.
That would be interesting.
It would. What do you think of Brad Hand going to the Jays, though?
It's a decent pickup for him. They needed some bullpen help.
They're not liking Timmy Mays as the only lefty in the pen.
Timmy Mays, not liking him.
Nah, I mean, I think he's having a good year. I think you can't rock with one lefty.
Well, they only have – he was their only lefty.
Only lefty that can compete at this level.
True.
Because well, I know they picked up K-Rod from us like last year, and that never worked out.
Mays is having a good year.
Yeah.
He's actually having a really good year.
We might see some playoffs from him.
I know. That'd be fun. I mean, I don't know about Toronto making it in. If they – I did hear they might be in on Berrios, though, and if they get a guy like Berrios.
Match him up with Ryu.
Yeah.
Robbie Ray.
Robbie Ray, he's been great, yeah. And then their lineup is fucking insane.
It is.
And I heard that they're interested in Yan Gomes. That'd be a nice piece to pick up for behind the plate for them. They kind of struggle with catcher. Gomes is having a solid year. He's got the experience. Bro,
you better hope these fucking prospects can play.
Well, I don't expect to get much for Yan Gomes, but should get a decent
amount. I'm talking overall.
I hope so.
These kids can play.
I hope at least keep Burton this Josiah Gray pan out. And I really like the guy we got from Boston, Aldo Ramirez. He's 20 years old.
Yeah. All that. Yep.
He's killing it right now in A ball.
How's our boy Jock Peterson doing over in Atlanta? I haven't heard much. I know he
I thought he was playing pretty good. Let's see.
I noticed that.
He's hitting 283 with a 321 on base percentage, a 102 WRC plus, two nukes, 10 ribbies. So he's been average.
Speaking of on base percentages, let's talk about Behart.
What about
400?
Screw that
season.
Let's talk about Soto's 427. Leading the league. Actually, let's talk about Jonathan India being fifth in the league with a 398.
You pulled his card.
I did. I know. You better keep this shit up so I can make a good buck off that card.
Yeah.
And Ohtani hit his 37th nuke. Yeah, maybe we should talk about a little bit of standings wise why we're here. So we still got the Mets, of course, leading the East. Phillies in second, Braves right behind them. Then in the Central, we got Milwaukee with a 7-game lead. Cincinnati, they're playing pretty decent though. They're 5 games over, but they're still 7 games out of the division. And St. Louis, they've kind of been in the shitter lately. I don't see them coming out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I actually had high hopes for the Cardinals this year.
I don't know. I was never crazy about them. They're another team that just needs more pitching.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm telling you right now, Phillies can gain some ground today.
Why is that?
This weekend. We have the Pirates. The Mets got the Reds.
Yeah, and the Reds are hot. And the Braves got the Brew Crew, so.
Perfect world here is Phillies do nothing today. Squeeze in for the division if all falls into place. Get bounced in the first round. At least please the fans for making it. And then come back next year. Kind of like the 07-08 where we made it. Lost in 07 to the Rockies. And then bounced back in 08 and won it all.
I just don't see you fuckers making it this year.
I don't know, dude. There's some fight in this fucking clubhouse, and you got to admit that.
I don't know. I just don't see them taking out the Mets, and they're definitely not making the wild card.
Nah, wild card's out of the question. The only way we're making it is the division.
Yeah, because you got the jot. All three of the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres are making the playoffs. We just don't know how yet. Unless the Giants literally went on, like, the biggest skid ever, but they're, like, almost 30 games over 500 now.
That's insane, man.
Well, they still got the 3-game lead over the Dodgers. Can you imagine if the Giants still take this division? After the Giants went out – or the Dodgers went out and got Scherzer and Turner.
I could very well see it. I think the Giants are in a good place right now. Everything's working for them. And don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. But sadly, the Giants are playing the Astros and the Dodgers are playing the D-backs right now. So that's kind of rough. I wonder when Max makes his first Dodgers start, because I'm going to be watching that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I feel like next on Monday, we're going to be back to the series recaps and shit. And then we will literally, we will finally be able to make our second half predictions and really dive into our standings predictions and stuff like that, because everybody's going to be moved. That's going to be moved.
Quick question. Here's one more piece for you, and then we'll let everybody go. We'll go do our own thing. Where do you see Craig Kimbrel going?
Kimbrel. Well, I would have said
talk about him much.
I would have said the Phillies, but this Dodgers move really shakes up the National League right now, because I think a lot of teams are going to be scared to buy now because of what I was just saying earlier. Like, why unload your farm system when the Dodgers are going to beat you anyway? So I would have said the Phillies, but now that that happened, I could definitely see the Giants pulling together a Kimbrel and Bryant trade and getting them both over there in the same deal.
I like that. I like that. That's bold, and it's very, very possible.
Well, they got to do something big to show that they're – because, I mean, they're in first place right now. That's their division to lose right now, even though – you obviously want to say it's the Dodgers division to lose because of what they've done, but don't matter, because the Giants got a 3-game lead right now and it's their division to lose. So they got to do something big, whether that's get Bryant and Kimbrel or Jose Berrios or what, Trevor Story, whatever it is, they got to do something.
Yeah. See, I'm looking at the Dodgers second half schedule right now. And just based on what I see here, I think you almost have to go after someone if you're the Giants, because Dodgers September is looking relatively easy. You know, you got St. Louis, Arizona, Colorado, Arizona. Like, those are free wins. And August, you got the Angels, not always a guaranteed win. Rockies, D-backs, like. When you're going up against teams like that with schedules like that, you have to do everything in your power to solidify that number one spot. And the Giants don't do anything today by 4 o'clock, then you might be seeing some momentum shift towards the Dodgers within the
next I'm gonna be really disappointed if they don't. I'm starting to get my teams together on who I'm gonna root for in the playoffs, because obviously the Nats aren't gonna be there. And it's going to be hard to root against the Dodgers, even though I hate them so much. But I'd love to see Max and Trey get another ring. But a few teams I'm definitely going to be cheering for are the Giants. If the Mariners squeak in, I'll definitely be rooting for them.
Brew Crew,
yeah. Forgot about them. They're another team that still, even though they got Escobar, they need to make one more move today to really solidify themselves as a threat in the National League, I think.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the next episode, honestly, because we're going to finally get to make our second half predictions, and we're going to know what's going on, and know where everybody's going to be at for the rest of the year. So as fun as it is this episode to talk about, I'm excited for next episode more. So
should be exciting.
Yeah, and then we'll go over any other big blockbusters that happened today and on Monday's episode. And I don't know, maybe we'll skip.
We should actually get back on the mic later tonight, because the deadline is at 4.
Yeah, that's true. We could. I'd be down. But I got work. I have work till 10, so I'm not sure. We'll see how everything's going. If not, maybe we'll go on like an Instagram live or something like that.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, guys. We'll see you on Monday. Stay tuned. This is one of the best weeks of the year.
Yes, it is. All right. Enjoy the deadline, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us. So leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.